கைலாஷ் பரிக்ரமா பார்ட் 3 பை ரஞ்சினி ரமணன். பரிக்ரமா டே 3. இட் வாஸ் ஜூன் 13th, அண்ட் ஆஃப்டர் அ லைட் பிரேக்ஃபஸ்ட் அட் த ஹாஸ்டல் வி ஸ்டார்டட் த ட்ரெக் அட் 9:30 AM டு கவர் த ரிமைனிங் 7 miles. We were blessed to have perfect weather that day with mild temperatures and bright sunshine. The path was mainly along level ground with a river flowing gently to our left. Around noon, as we neared the end of the trek, we offered prayers at a small stupa next to the path adorned with prayer flags and incense to give thanks for the successful completion of the parikrama. After another half hour of walking, we reached a tea house where our van was waiting to take us back to the hotel in Darchan. We said our goodbyes to Adun and with full hearts and tired feet climbed into the van. Lake Mansarovar. Back in the hotel, after a much needed hot shower, we had lunch and left to see Lake Mansarovar, which was an hour's drive south of Darchan. Buddhists and Jains also revere the sacred lake, believed to have been created by Lord Brahma. Huge mountain ranges surround the enormous water body, and the topography seems almost otherworldly. Before walking down to the shores of the lake, we visited the ancient Chiu Monastery on top of a small hillock close by. The monastery offers an amazing view of the magnificent Lake Mansarovar, and we could also see Mount Kailash to the north. Chiu in Tibetan means sparrow, and it is believed that Guru Rinpoche, also known as Padmasambhava, was guided to this place by a sparrow. Padmasambhava is credited with bringing Buddhism from India to Tibet, and he also played a role in founding the first monastery in Tibet, the Samye Monastery. He was guided to the cave near Lake Mansarovar and spent time meditating there. This cave is still preserved inside the Chiu Monastery. Our group was privileged to sit in that small cave, chant and meditate for a while. There is a small altar behind a railing for Padmasambhava in the cave. Getting ready to leave the cave, I got up to offer my pranams at the altar. As I bent down and my forehead touched the railing, I had a thrilling vision. The railing had turned into the wooden barricade around the sofa in Bhagwan's old hall, and there, beyond it, was Bhagwan, reclining on the couch. Where my head touched the railing were his lotus feet, so close I could almost feel them. Trembling, I prayed for his blessings, with Bhagwan looking at me with a most compassionate glance. Opening my eyes, I was again in the Padmasambhava cave. Overwhelmed with emotion, I shared my vision with my sister-in-law Nimmi and later with the others in our group. We left the monastery, thus touched by its divinity, and proceeded to the shores of the lake. What I remember about the vast Lake Mansarovar is the silence of the place, a heavy silence that seemed to suppress the mind and still thoughts. There was that rare peace that you feel in the most sacred of places. It was truly a heavenly experience. Again, we made video calls to our families to share the darshan of the holy lake. We collected some sacred water and pebbles from the shore for our puja shrines back home and returned to Darchan. The next morning, we started our return drive back to Lhasa. It would take us 3 days by road, similar to our onward journey. But this time, the hours spent in the van were fun-filled, playing our favorite songs and sharing personal stories. Our hearts were light and happy, having fulfilled our mission, and it was time to rejoice, laugh, and get to know each other better. Those hours spent together in the van strengthened our bonds further, and we know these are going to be lifetime memories. We got back to Lhasa on June 16th and flew back home the next day. Before leaving, we took turns thanking our guide, Tashi, who was instrumental in making the trip so fulfilling. Conclusion. I came back from this trip both inspired and encouraged to undertake more such pilgrimages. The sadhana and discipline we practice before and during a pilgrimage certainly intensifies the experience of darshan. One pointed focus and effort towards such a spiritual goal has a purifying effect on the mind. If we can translate the same practices to our sadhana with constant attentiveness to the self, as Bhagavan promises, we will one day definitely reach our supreme goal.